Chapter 10. Turin in Nargothrond. At first, his own people did not know Gwyndor, who went out young and strong and returned now, seeming as one of the aged among mortal men because of his torments and his labors, and now also he was maimed. But Finduila's daughter of Orodreth the king knew him and welcomed him, for she had loved him. And indeed they were betrothed before the Nirnaeth, and so greatly did Gwyndor love her beauty that he named her Faelifrin, which is the sheen of the sun upon the pools of Ivrin. Thus Gwyndor came home, and for his sake Turin was admitted with him. For Gwyndor said that he was a valiant man, dear friend of Beleg Cuthalion of Doriath. But when Gwyndor would tell his name, Turin checked him, saying, "I am Agarwain, the son of Umarth, which is the blood-stained son of ill fate, a hunter in the woods." But though the elves guessed that he took these names because of the slaying of his friend, not knowing other reasons, they questioned him no more. The sword Anglechel was forged anew for him by the cunning smiths of Nargothrond, and though ever black, its edges shone with pale fire. Then Turin himself became known in Nargothrond as Mormegil, the Black Sword, for the rumour of his deeds with that weapon. But he named the sword Gurthang, Iron of Death. Because of his prowess and his skill in warfare with orcs, Turin found favour with Orodreth and was admitted to his council. Now Turin had no liking for the manner of fighting of the elves of Nargothrond, of ambush and stealth and secret arrow, and he urged that it be abandoned, and that they should use their strength to attack the servants of the enemy, to open battle and pursuit. But Gwyndor spoke ever against Turin in this matter in the council of the king, saying that he had been in Angband, and had had a glimpse of the power of Morgoth, and had some inkling of his designs. "Petty victories will prove profitless at the last," he said, "for thus Morgoth learns where the boldest of his enemies are to be found, and gathers strength great enough to destroy them. All the might of the elves and Edain united sufficed only to contain him, and to gain the peace of a siege. Long indeed, but only so long as Morgoth bided his time before he broke the leaguer, and never again can such a union be made. Only in secrecy lies hope of survival, until the Valar come."